And many of us have had complaints with our cable company. But now the FCC has slapped cable giant Comcast with a $2.3 million fine, the largest penalty ever imposed on a cable company. And it's for charging customers for things they didn't ask for. Here now is Peter O'Dowd, has been looking into this. Hi, Peter.
Hey, Robin. How you doing?
I'm fine. And we're understanding that the FCC has been investigating complaints against Comcast for several years now. They say as many as 1,000. Well, why? What are people complaining about?
Well, yeah, it's been 2 years. And imagine if you got your cable bill and you looked at it and there were things on there that you expressly did not want. So we're talking about premium channels. We're talking about cable boxes, DVRs. In many cases, these customers who saw these charges on their bill told Comcast they didn't want it. When they tried to get the charges taken off of their bill, it took either a long time for Comcast to address the problem or it just didn't get fixed in
okay.
the first place.
So there's a fine. Also, Comcast is being told they've got to compensate or address complaints from customers.
Yeah, Comcast has to basically step in, notify customers that it's making changes. It has to keep track of what's going on. And so it's not just about this fine, which is $2.3 million for a huge company like Comcast, probably not that big of a deal. But it puts Comcast on notice that they need to notify their customers of what's going on, and they have to respond when there's a problem and a customer comes forward.
Right. And now, if you are one of these customers, you can't have your account referred to a collection agency or suspended because you have one of these disputed charges. Look, customer service problems are not new for Comcast. Consumerist called it the worst company in America in 2014. Horror stories out there. Tell us some of them.
Well, there was a woman in Chicago who called Comcast a couple years ago and told Comcast, look, I'm not getting my bill. And when in written correspondence that came back to this woman, the employees of the company were using derogatory terms to greet her, essentially making up a fake name for her.
In writing.
In writing.
Right.
So this is a problem that Comcast knows it has. I mean, I spent a little time on the company's Facebook page today, and you can see a lot of what they're dealing with. I guess a lot of what any cable company is dealing with on a pretty regular basis is unhappy customers. I mean, it's an unpopular industry. Yeah. Comcast knows it has a problem. And David Cohen is the executive vice president. He told the Washington Post that it bothers us that we have so much trouble delivering high quality of service to customers on a regular basis. So this is nothing necessarily new to
right.
Comcast. They've got a lot of work to do.
But do they? I mean, they've got a fine. They've got this terrible PR. But do they really have to make a change? They're so big.
Well, I mean, what do you want to do? If you want to watch TV, you've got a couple of options. You can go the old route, the big behemoth cable companies. Or, you know, there's a lot of conversation these days about cutting the cord. You know, even in Congress, there's been talk about these a la carte options where you only pay for what it is that you want to watch on TV. And so I think that the cable companies are probably responding to this. They have to be a little bit more cognizant of what the consumers are looking for.
Right, because there are other choices out there. Look, I'm just a quick note. We have Wells Fargo, which paid a huge fine after it was discovered that it was selling credit cards to customers that didn't want them. And now maybe you're getting a DVR, you know, or some sort of a service from Comcast you didn't want. Maybe the underlying story here, maybe really check your bills.
Pay attention to the bill.
Here now is Peter O'Dowd. Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome.